It's an August tradition every Thursday night here in Cincinnati. Top nationally known jazz performers playing in an outdoor setting for all ages and all at no charge. If you haven't already guessed, I'm talking about It's Commonly Jazz, which is back for its 28th season. And in the studio to reveal this year's lineup and activities is Laura Gentry of Lag Productions, who is responsible for securing the talent at this year's event and in past years as well. Welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you for having me today.
Well, let's get right down to the good stuff. You've got five Thursdays in August this year.
We have five Thursdays again. So we'll start off August 1st with Craig Bailey, saxophonist Craig Bailey, with his quintet. And he is a native of Cincinnati, been in Brooklyn for several years, 16-year tenure with the Ray Charles Orchestra, has also produced two CDs under his own leadership, and is one of the co-founders of the Brooklyn Big Band. He'll be coming back on August 1st to play with a rhythm section of local artists, Jim Anderson, Steve Schmidt, and Art Gore, and he's also going to be featuring on trumpet Derek Gardner. On August 8th, we will have trumpeter Etienne Charles. Etienne is an up-and-coming jazz artist on the jazz scene, has a master's degree from Juilliard, and is currently assistant professor of jazz studies of trumpet at Michigan State University. He's maybe about 30 years old, but has a lot of experience. He's originally from Trinidad, and he has two CDs under his belt. His newest release, Creole Soul, is actually going to be released on July 23rd. So we'll be featuring songs from that CD with his quintet, and also we'll be selling the CD when he performs on August 8th. August 15th, it will be featuring the J.D. Allen Trio. J.D. Allen is a saxophonist that hails from Detroit, spent several years in New York, and had a long tenure for about 12 years under the tutelage of Betty Carter. He's relocated within the last 2 years to Cincinnati and will be bringing his trio for August 15th. And then he also has a new CD that will be coming out later this year. If it is available by the time he performs on the 15th, we'll be featuring that CD for sale also. August 22nd, this is one of our bigger shows this year. And I'm very, very proud and pleased to have jazz vocalist Gregory Porter. Gregory Porter is a Grammy-nominated jazz vocalist hailing from California in New York for several years and is recently signed to Blue Note. And his Blue Note debut will come out called Liquid Spirit on September 17th. He has been touring and performing all over the world with Christian McBride, Buster Williams, Diane Reeves, the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, and I got an opportunity to see him perform at the Mid-Atlantic Jazz Festival earlier this year. He sold out the crowd, and he just gave an amazing show. And I made the decision then that I was going to pursue to bring him to Cincinnati. He's touring very extensively for the summer jazz festival concerts and festivals, and huge European tour coming up right after he leaves here. So we're very honored to have him with his band.
And then you've got your grand finale Jazz Blast, which wraps up the whole month on the 29th of August.
And our grand finale is Warren Wolf and his group Wolfpack. I got an opportunity to see Warren Wolf play with Christian McBride at the Village Vanguard, which was his debut playing at the Vanguard. I think he was maybe 27 at the time. He's been performing with Christian McBride. He is a drummer, piano player, and also a bassist, but he focuses on vibes. He also has a new CD that's out that's self-titled Warren Wolf. He's signed with Mac Avenue Records in Detroit. I've seen Warren in a couple different settings playing all of those instruments. He's a great instrumentalist, very exciting and vibrant show, and he'll be bringing his quintet for our grand finale.
Where's the venue this year again?
We're going to be back at Season Good Pavilion at Eden Park. We're having our same sponsors come back with Fifth Third, which is our title sponsor. Cintas is our music sponsor. Jazz Alive, which will be sponsoring the August 1st concert. And our new sponsor this year that is partnering with us is Learning Through Art with Crown Jewels of Jazz. They are the co-sponsor for the Gregory Porter concert, which is in conjunction with the Crown Jewels of Jazz Festival in August of this year.
What time do the performances get underway?
Performances start at 6. We normally end at about 8. We will be having food truck vendors behind the pavilion so people can pick up something to eat either before or after the concert. We're trying to partner with the Blue Wisp to possibly do some after events in the evening at that location.
Now, a few years ago, when you moved to Season Good, You initiated some guidelines and some environmental awareness activities. Are those things still in place, and what perhaps is planned for this August?
The It's Commonly Jazz Goes Green was what we implemented when we came to Season Good Pavilion in 2008. So those sustainability and green ideas will still be in place, and that's going to continue to go forward with the series. During intermission, we will have what we call the ah moments that give people some tips about how they can be green and sustainable, not only with their environment, but internally with their lives.
And then also, this is on a bus route, so folks, if they want to leave their car behind,
they can catch Metro Route 1 that will bring you up to the Season Good Pavilion entrance right across the street from the art museum.
Parking is available if people have to drive?
Parking is available. We partner with Playhouse in the Park and the art museum to use their parking lot.
I also want to remind everybody that there is no charge.
Exactly. That's one of the best things about 5 weeks of free jazz in a great setting.
Are there any other activities? I know you're family friendly.
There is an area for hula hoop performance. We're also going to see if the Playhouse in the Park will come down and talk about some of the events that are going on up there. And if there is some prizes available for events going on there, we will be doing prizes and giveaways at intermission in addition to the green and sustainability ideas. Bring your blankets, hang out, enjoy the food and the music for 5 weeks.
Thanks so much for being here today, Laura.
Thanks again for having me. We hope that everybody will come out and enjoy to the 2013 It's Commonly Jazz series.
I've been speaking with Laura Gentry with It's Commonly Jazz. It's a free, open-to-all jazz series held in Season Good Pavilion in Eden Park every Thursday night in August. And for more information about this year's lineup and all the other activities, you may visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey Allgaier.
Like bare feet on hot concrete, we have come to some division based on pain from bad decisions. Just like clothespins snapped by wild winds, sometimes you can't hold on to love that never dies. I've been planting all the flowers that you like, with the hope that we'll take root and smell the blossoms when the wind blows, as we sit deep in the garden, sip on tea, as I watch you